Netflix and Bill.
Hey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Flicks and Bill. I am your host, Bill Squire, and I am here tonight with my girlfriend, Sam.
And our terrible dog.
And our dog that will probably fall asleep soon, but not soon enough.
Ouch.
She's being a jerk. And we got her all riled up because she was going to sleep too early, and we need her to not go to sleep too early because then she's going to wake up too early.
And then Bill has to get up because I'm not the morning manager.
That's right. I'm morning on duty, and she takes care of the rest, pretty much. I did the night shift tonight, too.
Yeah.
But today on Flicks and Bill, we're talking about a wild series on Netflix that just dropped.
Pun intended.
Yeah. It wasn't, but it is so good and so interesting and sad and hilarious and weird. And it's called Tiger King. And if you haven't seen it, you need to watch it right now. Stop listening to this podcast and watch it right now.
Or just go look up Joe Exotic on YouTube.
Yes, which we're going to do later. Oh. Maybe we'll do some of that during this podcast.
Great. That sounds fantastic.
We'll watch some of his music videos.
Because he has two albums.
He's got two albums and a buttload of music videos, apparently. And I'm very excited about that. No. So, Joe Exotic is, he's the self-proclaimed Tiger King. And you may have heard of him because he was in the news. He ran for president, and then he ran for governor of Oklahoma, and he put out these wild ads, and he had
his face on condoms.
His face on condoms, and he did all this marketing to get people to come to his private zoo. And private zoos are real weird.
And real expensive, especially when you have over 220-something tigers.
Yes, because you
plus all these other animals. Yeah. Where is all this money coming from?
Well, you find out that it's not coming from it. It's coming from him stealing from his mom and stuff and running through her money. And, like, you can make a lot of money off of tigers when they're young, but once they become full-grown, they're not as easy to make money off of.
No, you can just... quote from show, they just become a bill.
Yep. Because it costs so much money to feed them, and people aren't really wanting to see them. And so that's the ethics of having these private zoos is brought into question. And Joe Exotic is very, very...
He's out there.
He's out there, and he's a gay... polygamist.
Oh, this guy and his marriages. In oh my
god. Oklahoma.
Did you count his earrings throughout this movie?
There was what, like 10?
Just on the one side.
On the like, one the, side, the it one was like
hoops.
Six.
I think that he gets one hoop for every man that he marries because it started off with like four or five and then it was like six by the end.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
You might have to go. Should we put her in the jail while we do this?
Whoopsie.
Whoopsie. Can you not destroy that? Quarantine podcast. What are you going to do? Yeah, I know.
I'll be back.
All right, you deal with the dog. Your dog manager. So anyway, Joe Exotic is...
you're not a tiger.
You're not a tiger. This is not how the podcast is supposed to go.
Any last words?
Do you want to just... Are you gonna put her away? Or are you going to...
I'll put her away.
Okay. All right, so Joe Exotic is this out there, wild tiger zoo guy, and he's
big cats,
but like he's got other animals too. And as you see, like he's got a huge ego, and he wants to be more famous than the park itself. Like he, at one point, says they're not coming to see the park or the cats; they're coming to see me. Which is not true for one moment because he, although interesting, is very unsettling. And I don't think people really, really enjoy his energy. Would you agree with that? Like, he's fine for a little bit, but I don't think you
want... I don't want to overdose on Joe Exotic.
No, you don't. Like, getting a picture with a kit, like a tiger cub, that seems cool. Getting to play with a tiger cub... That seems cool. Hanging out with Joe Exotic for more than 15 minutes seems exhausting. And that's why everybody that works at his zoo is a ex-con. He's got all these misfits.
Or a meth addict.
Or a meth addict, but or usually both. Yeah, usually both. And the whole idea behind it is he just looks for people that are not just at their lowest point and says, hey, I can help you out. And
for, what, $150-ish dollars a week?
Yeah. But he gives them a place to live, but the place to live were terrible.
They're like, they live in like some shitty little trailer park behind the zoo.
Yeah.
And they, the way that they eat, you want to get into that?
Yeah, let's get into that real quick.
The Walmart truck is what they call it. They go through this expired garbage can full of meat. And they, like, all these employees just pick out what they want before this shit gets fed to these tigers and these all these big cats.
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine that, like, you have this job, and this guy gives you a place to live, and they're like, we'll feed you too, blah, blah, blah. Sounds great, right? You get paid, place to live, things to eat. Awesome. Sounds mm-hmm. great. You get to play giant cats.
Yeah.
Dangerous, scary, fun. And it's like,
exhilarating. You know,
your food supply is expired meat from a Walmart.
Mm-hmm, but it's free.
Is that the selling point?
No, it's the selling point to them. Because these are people that are pretty desperate. So they're like, okay, we'll figure out. And there's the ones that have been there for a while. So they figure out, okay, what's expired for real and will make us sick? And what is expired by grocery store standards.
There's one moment when this guy like picked up a bag of something. He's like, oh, this is still frozen. I'm taking this.
Yeah.
Like, how sad is that? And like now that this whole fucking coronavirus bullshit is going on, like, is that what we're going towards?
That's exactly what we're going towards. And that's exactly what, like, the kind of mismanagement and health violations that puts places like this one out of business and puts people at risk, because all these people were malnourished and addicted to drugs and just really on the fringes, but they're like incredibly loyal to him too, because nobody else will even give them this much. So they're happy to have these little bits that they're getting from him.
And the other thing is, like, if you're doing all these drugs, like, a lot of these drugs, you don't have an appetite, so you don't even give a fuck.
Right.
And when you are hungry, you're starving because it's been like 2 or 3 days and you haven't noticed that you haven't eaten.
Yeah.
So you don't give a fuck about what you're eating as long as you have something.
Yeah.
It's wild.
It's wild and it's sad and it gets them. But it what you learn from all these people that have these big cat parks is they're all basically like modern cult leaders.
Oh, yeah.
Doc Antel. Even Carol. Like she does it in a more humane way than the rest of them, but
I hate her.
It's still just it's the same thing. She's getting people to work for free, but she's
getting people to work for free.
Yeah,
these guys who are quote unquote shitbags that own these private zoos,
Joe and
Doc Antel, that get these people to work for them. They at least give these people a place to live, some kind of fucking sustenance, and a weekly allowance.
So who do you like more?
I hate Carol. You hate Carol the most? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I think Carol's a fuck. So you think Carol killed her husband?
I think Carol ate her husband.
She ate him?
No, but somebody did.
Yeah, she...
I do not like Carol.
Who's the guy that they showed that was the Scarface guy? That was basically like the Scarface guy.
Tim or Jim?
Was it
something?
Joe? Not Joe.
No, Joe and Doc were the main two guys.
Could you look him up because my phone's busy? But he was like the Scarface guy that has his own big cat park. And I feel like he was the one that is the most honest about the entire situation. Where they're like trying to build him up like, oh, nobody even gets to go in there and he won't let anybody in there.
Oh, that guy? Okay.
Yeah, but like he made a ton of money from drugs, and while he was dealing drugs, he started collecting big cats, and so he fell in love with these cats, and he likes to take care of them, and it's really just a passion project for him, where, yes, I think he is also breeding and selling them, but I think he's also rescuing as many as he can, and putting them in a place that's going to be good for them. Whereas Joe, straight profiteer, Doc, what, I can't remember his name.
Doc Antel
is a straight up polygamist weirdo that preys on young women and gets them to come to his zoo and work for basically free.
Basically free. And then he has to... You can only move up in his industry if you sleep with him because mm-hmm. he's basically a god. Yeah. What do they make... They make him call him something that means lord in German or something.
Yeah, it's very strange and it's very creepy. And he is talking about like how sexy big cats are and blah, blah, blah. And I definitely think he's at least... I don't know, jerked off in front of a cat.
I don't know who it is, because it doesn't, it's not...
Mind if I look? It was not Howard Baskin. Eric Good? No, that's... Is it... Oh, you gotta go to the full cast. I
can't even remember the name of the place.
I don't think. Anyway, the point is, he is. I mean, he's in like episode one or two. So if you play one of those, I can't. But I felt like his. I mean, am I remembering that wrong? I feel like he was.
No, there was one guy that like they would not let anyone onto his property at all.
But then they got to go on his property. They said that. Like, they built it up. Like, nobody's going to go on his property. No one's going to see what he does. And then he's like, no, you can come back here. And he let them all in and took them around and showed, like, he had big, nice cages for the cats. And, like, he wasn't bringing people through to view them. He was just basically running a rescue. Maybe I'm remembering this wrong.
We were both high.
Yeah, we were. but he seemed pretty... on the up and up. I think it was episode two where he showed up.
I feel like it wasn't that.
It was early. It was early. It might have been even episode one.
I don't think
so. I think it was episode two. So he is. But regardless, there's just so many creepy people in this business.
And why do all of these people that love big exotic cats need to have more than one partner? Like, the two main guys that we keep talking about, Joe and Doc Antel, like, Joe's gay. He, in throughout this whole 7-episode series, has...
Oh, here he is.
3 husbands?
Yeah, so he's got 3 husbands that we see.
Carol supposedly feeds her husbands to the big cats, which, whatever, I don't like Carol. She's supposed to be the hero in this, but I'm not buying it.
Yeah, he worked with his dad, this Miami guy, and was able to make, like, a ton of money. And then, basically, the scene in Scarface where they're cutting the guy up with the chainsaw in the bathtub was based on this guy. And now...
I didn't know he had a baby tiger on his shirt.
Yeah, he's... Ugh. Like, he's got all these cages, he's got all these animals... And
I liked him a lot.
Yeah, I think I honestly think he's a guy that got caught up in a tough situation, made some bad decisions.
I mean, you're selling drugs. Now, you're in Miami. You're in a fucking hot spot. What else are you gonna do if that's right. what your dad does? You're looking up to your dad. Yeah.
Look at his cages and stuff,
he loves those big kitties.
He loves the kid. He loves the cats, and he takes I think he takes the best care of them of all of them. And, like, he's...
personally interacting with all of them.
Yeah. And not the way the others do.
I don't think Joe had anything bad to say about him, did he?
No, I don't think anybody had any bad to say about him. Except they said, like, nobody gets to go in there, but he, like, here are the cameras in there with him. I still did not see his name.
This is where Joe tells us he's gay.
Yeah. Well, this is where this guy... said that, like, he couldn't have any pets and his mom wouldn't let him have pets.
So the first thing he did when he had a dog was get a dog.
Tabraue. That's his wife. Is Maria. We still don't know his name. But then you get into Doc Antel and his whole cult. Sorry, this episode is kind of all over the place.
T-A-B-E?
T-A-B... R-U-E, I believe. But he's a very interesting guy, and I think he's... And there's, like, I feel like there's some people in this world that kind of walk the line of being, like, scumbaggy, but also really do take good care of the animals.
I mean, having an exotic animal, I think, is walking the line of being scumbaggy.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think it's really just a strange thing to do. And But I also think this taboo guy, like, doesn't have as many as... Like, he's got what he can manage, and he keeps it at that, where some of these people have, like, so many animals that they... You know, it's such abuse what Joe was putting those animals through, where there's just, it looked like 10 or 15 tigers in a pen, and then they would just, like, throw meat in them and, like, and let
whoever
them...
Whoever gets it gets
it. Yeah, whoever gets it, yeah.
There are some things about that that I understood, and some things that just made me mad because, like, animal abuse.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, if you're out in the wild and you're in this, I don't know, what a pride of lions, what's a pack of tigers called?
A doodle of tigers.
It's not funny. Like, I don't know, a pride of tigers or whatever.
Yeah, a group of tigers, yeah.
Like, so all you and your big fat buff tiger guys are just out here on the fucking Sahara. You're just like, we're out here, we're hungry.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like six antelope that just...
Yeah. Yeah, it's
they just drive
survival
by
of the strongest.
Fucking Ferrari.
Yeah, these...
It's like, you only get what you can get.
Those
you
tigers
fight for that, and those, that's your instinct.
Yeah, those tigers probably had the at least like some instinct where that if they were to be released in the wild, they might do okay. But there's still nothing compared to like
no, if they,
a
if,
tiger
if
out in the wild.
One of these tigers was released into the wild in amongst all of the other doodles of tigers.
Oh, how come you're laughing if it's not funny?
It's not funny. Somebody's getting munched on, dude.
Yeah, it's really sad. And that's the thing, like, with the tigers, what you learn through this is the only way people like Doc Antel and Joe are making real money is...
Just call him Doc. You can't say his name right.
I will. No, Doc Antel.
Who?
That's right.
Hmm?
That was right.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Hmm?
Did I get it wrong?
No.
You're a jerk. So the way they make money though is when these tigers are cubs and they can take them to parties and take them all the yeah, it's like a 4-week span, and then there's a lot of speculation that Doc is euthanizing the tigers after they reach like after they're not profitable anymore.
It's
terrible.
It's either that or you sell them, so then it's not your fucking problem anymore.
Yeah, but who do you sell a tiger to when it's full grown?
I don't know.
It goes to somebody.
Circus?
I don't own a circus, and not many people do. Circuses are pretty bullshit these days. People understand that they're really abusive to animals.
So are private zoos.
Yeah, so.
Doc Antel, also, there was a scene in this thing where he was just fucking riding around on an elephant around town.
Yeah, like walking like down the street in his house, and he takes it into like this lake behind his house. And I'm gonna say, I'm not a huge fan of him having an elephant and not putting it. But boy, I like elephants.
Elephants are cool, and he did do a nice thing where he was like, "Hey, elephant, let's go to this big water thing."
Yeah, and we'll hang out and swim together and have a good time.
Have good elephanty times, but.
But still. But that's the kind of stuff he does too.
Because all my 18 wives are at home taking care of the rest of everyone.
Yeah, that they all have to work from like sunrise to sunset, taking care of all this, and then have to then go sleep with him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's real skeezy. Like he's
the cultiest.
The
of all
cultiest of all by far.
Like Joe, I think Joe at some point had a good heart and he meant well, like taking all these dudes.
Yeah.
That he could relate to, like, hey, you just got out of jail.
Yeah.
You have a fucking problem. You have nowhere else to go.
Right.
I have this place that I can take you in. Mm-hmm. Even if it is shitty, it's not the streets.
Because there were some people that worked for him that were, like, good dudes. Like that blonde dude that was just, like,
long blonde hair guy.
Like, he was just, like, a good dude. Like, he made some bad choices and then ended up in, like, a tough situation, but he really loved working that job and like really tried his best to do his, like anything that he could to take care of those animals.
I think like
the girl that had her arm bitten off.
Her long haired blonde guy and manager guy with glasses.
Yeah.
Those three are super loyal. I'm sorry we don't know any of their names.
Yeah. But you'll know if you've seen it, you know exactly who we're talking about. And then the guy that had no legs too. He was a really good guy too.
I think that's manager guy.
Manager. Oh, I thought you were talking about the manager that did his campaign manager.
No, not okay. That guy. He came in later, but yeah. he said that he bonded with Joe after he watched Travis shoot himself,
which was crazy.
Because
so one of Joe's husbands was this
wait,
like
hold on, backtrack,
okay, all right, backtrack. Yeah.
So sorry. Joe at this time was married to Travis and John.
Yes.
John left Joe for a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And then Joe was left with just Travis.
And then Travis was going down a dark road of drugs and guns.
He was the quote-unquote biggest pothead ever, blah, blah, blah. And then they were starting to
meanwhile, John was a total meth head, too.
Everybody's doing meth yeah, they're at all one doing point some or meth, another. Yeah. But, like, it took Travis a while to get to meth because all he really wanted was weed. And, then like, yeah. At one point he admitted to not even being gay. He was just in it for the weed, and then it wasn't enough weed, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And now he's in this office talking to Joe's governor/presidential campaign manager.
Saying, that he met at Walmart. He was a manager at Walmart, and then Joe said, hey, do you want to be my campaign manager?
Because you know more about politics than I do, because this guy... God, we're terrible at names. I'm so sorry.
We'll call him campaign manager.
Campaign manager guy sold ammo to Joe. And Joe would come in almost every day and buy a shit pile of ammo. Well, all kinds. Dynamite, yeah. Bullets, this, that. If you can see my arms, they're flailing because it means so much.
So much.
So then he's like, oh, you know more about politics than I do. You want to be my campaign manager? Because I'm going to run for president. Blah, blah, blah.
And that guy saw Joe's husband, Travis. Like, you watch him watch Travis kill himself. And he did what sounds like accidentally because he said, you don't think...
I don't think it was accidentally.
Yeah.
Because all of these guys, Joe walked around with a gun by his side 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
So all these dudes, they either had, like... Three of the four employees, is what manager guy said, walked around with weapons at all times. So like, these guys are, like, obviously they're working with giant exotic animals, mm-hmm. and they don't know what the fuck is going to happen. No matter how much they love them, something might happen.
Right.
So you need to protect yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So they're walking around with guns. And apparently one of Travis's ways of joking around was, like, holding a gun to someone and saying...
And doing it all the time.
All the time. So, like, that was just, like, brushed off as, hey, Travis is here, whatever. It's, like, his way of saying hello or however you want to put it.
It was all cries for help. He was in a real bad way.
None of those crazy people knew how to interpret that.
Mm-mm. And then the Walmart guy, he was just scared out of his mind that he's like, okay, just as long as I don't get shot, I'm just going to keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then in the office, like, Travis one day did that whole regular everyday thing, coming in, and then he held the gun up to himself, and he was saying stuff to the campaign manager guy, and then...
But he said to the campaign manager, this is a Ruger, and it doesn't have a clip in it, and if it doesn't have a clip in it...
It won't fire.
It won't fire. But there's still one in the chamber. And so he pulls the trigger and... kills himself right in front of the campaign manager guy, and it was wild to watch him just watch that all unfold and see how he reacted to it.
Because
you don't really know.
The security cameras in the office were pointing at campaign manager guy who's sitting in his desk chair over on what to me right now is the right, and then Travis is over on the left behind the cameras. So you just get to see full-fledged campaign manager guy's face.
Just
watch all of this unfold.
Just go through all the, like, he didn't even know what to make of it all.
He just sits there and he's just like,
he's in shock.
He has his hands on the sides of his face, like he's not believing what he saw because it was just so fucking crazy.
Yeah. And it was crazy.
And that's not even the wildest part.
I know. And there's so much wild stuff in this whole show. Just the fact that they had so much film because the filmmaker followed this, like, just found this thread and started pulling on it and was led to Joe and Doc and Carol and everything, and just got so much footage over like 5 years. We need to talk about Carol now.
Okay.
Let's talk about Carol.
I'm anti-Carol.
Okay. And why are you anti-Carol?
How do you feel about Carol?
I'll explain who Carol is first. Okay. So Carol, of all these people, also has a big wildlife zoo, but hers is a rescue. She's not interacting with the cats the way that I'm okay for now.
I'll be back.
She needs a drink. So Carol she gets all the big cats that she can and puts them in the zoo that she has and tries to give them big open space to play and really tries to do her, like, she's part of PETA. She's painted.
Big Cat Rescue.
Yeah, it's called Big Cat Rescue, and she's very good on social media, and she's very good at raising money and getting donors and getting people to donate time to take care of this Big Cat Rescue and be able to take care of these cats, and she's very anti-exploiting the animals for profits or anything like that. And she also was married to a guy that was a collector of cats, and he was trying to move his rescue down to Costa Rica, and he got into some sticky situations, and he was about to go to Costa Rica, and he's making some deals to move some cars down there or something, and then he just disappeared and was never heard from again. And Joe Exotic, thinks
same thing.
Yeah, thinks that she killed her husband and had him fed to some of her tigers and lions and stuff.
Because Carol and Joe have had this feud going on, because Carol's trying to shut down Joe, and Joe is trying to tell everyone that Carol's just as bad as he is in whatever aspect he can. But Carol never, ever said that she also used to breed big cats before all of this. She never said that. It was just shown to us in this thing. And she...
But that was when her husband was still alive, and she may not have...
Different guy. It was a different husband.
But when she was breeding big cats with her old husband, I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Second husband was the one that got eaten.
No, first husband got eaten.
Mm-mm.
What?
Mm-hmm. First husband disappeared.
And then what happened? No, but she's got a husband now, and that's the guy that's sitting by her during all the interviews. All
right, maybe I'm confused.
Yeah, I think you're confused, because there's the first husband,
well, there's a
and
husband.
He's the one that disappeared.
There's a husband. Yeah. He disappeared. And that's I don't when believe she was, any of them.
Right, but the one that disappeared was the one that like had a whole bunch of money, and she inherited that money, and then she's got like a whole feud with his...
Getting high before watching documentaries is very confusing.
She's got a whole feud with... his first wife and her stepkids. Okay. That's what you're thinking of.
Okay. I hate Carol. Just flat out. I fucking hate her.
Mm-hmm. So you think she killed him?
I don't know. Just because I hate her doesn't mean I think that she killed him.
Yeah.
I think that she just is a fucking bad person. Even though she's trying to do all this good, she is talking so much trash about Joe.
But Joe is trash.
I'm not even an advocate for Joe, but she's talking all this trash about Joe for, like, hey, you're using your animals for profit, and then she goes out and she's like, if you want to volunteer, you have to go through this 8 million step volunteer process to become a full volunteer, and you have to spend all these hours here and give us all your time for literally nothing but your pride, so we can take care of all of these animals.
But she has so many people that volunteer, and they're not doing it full time.
They're not doing it full time, but her...
But she's rotating people through, and she's got a network of people that are willing to do that for those cats, because it's so expensive to take care of those cats.
But
so
if you look
at, I think she set up something good for that situation.
I think she means well, but I don't like her. Look at her cages versus Joe's cages. Hers are so much smaller.
Those are the ones that they showed us on the documentary.
That's what I have to go off of.
I know, but I think...
I don't like Carol.
I think they were trying to paint Carol...
I don't like
Carol.
That she's wearing the fucking hippie flower crown. I don't fucking like it.
I think there's probably parts of her rescue that But also, like, when they say, like, oh, the weeds are overgrown and stuff like that. But Joe's cages were all just dirt. And tigers don't want to just run around in dirt.
Nobody wants to run around in dirt. That's not what the wild looks like.
No. So hers was... that. Her cages may have been smaller at times, but I think it depends on the tiger. And there wasn't, like, 30 tigers in each cage like Joe's were.
Yeah, but do you want to be alone?
No, but there was, like, one or two. So they... And then they weren't in, like, a Dust Bowl... hot fucking Oklahoma cage. They like had trees and stuff around, and it was like shade and coverage, and
like I said, I'm not trying to be defense for Joe.
I think those animals.
She's in Florida,
right? But I think those animals are much happier in her preserve than Joe's animals. I think Joe's animals were really.
I think Joe started off happy.
I think they started off happy, but...
And then there was a major decline when Joe's ego was involved.
Yeah, and I think that's the problem, is, like, Joe had good intentions. But Carol
also has an ego.
Of course she does. They all have egos, because she's just as much a cult personality.
Hey, you cats and kittens.
Yeah.
Fuck you, yeah. God damn it, I hate her. I hate her so much.
She's just as much a cult leader as the rest of them. She's just not... trying to profit the way the others are.
And she doesn't seem to do it in, like, what is perceived as a negative way, because she's like, oh, I'm doing this for the cats.
But it's...
Because I wear cat print all the time.
Yeah.
So ugly. Listen,
I don't like her. I don't show her cat print.
You know, that's different.
All right. I like...
You're not, like, head to toe in cheetah print.
Yes, that's true. She's definitely a divisive personality, but I think she means well, and I think they are very threatened by her, so they really try to slander her as much as they can, and especially Doc and Joe, who have the most to lose. And then we got to get into Lowe. Jeff Lowe, was it?
Jeff Lowe.
This guy comes in, and he's just this weird con man that
takes over after Travis died.
Yeah.
Jeff Lowe comes in, and Jeff Lowe... Basically, him and Joe. Joe has this weird relationship with Jeff, and he's like,
he thinks Jeff's real cool.
He thinks Jeff's
got a lot of money.
He is starstruck by this guy. He's like, this guy's coming in to save us. I don't know what else to do. My husband just shot himself. My other husband just fucking left me for a woman. He is fucking at his wit's end, and he's just like, whatever straw that I can hold on to, I want to hold on with all of my might.
Yeah, and Jeff's whole business was. Getting, like, bringing tigers to Vegas and having people, like, come up to, like, a room and take pictures with those tigers while they're in Vegas. And, like,
he's a con man.
Total con man.
He's in it for the money. And yeah. He's like, if there's an inn here, I want this inn because then I have all these big cats and I can do X, Y, and Z with whatever I want because now they're mine.
Yeah.
Because at one point, Joe signs over the zoo to this guy.
Mm-hmm. And Joe's just... Like, all the lawyer stuff that's going on is real confusing and, like, just, like, you know Joe doesn't know what he's doing. He's in way over his head, and he just wants to be
he's
famous.
He's grieving. He's way in over his head. He's a fucking meth head. He doesn't know what the fuck tomorrow is from today.
Yeah, and he ends up going to jail for 22 years because he hates Carol and wants Carol to... And basically says he's going to hire somebody to murder Carol... Which was, like, kind of part of it, but all the animal abuses and the taxes and all that stuff was really what got him put away.
But there is a, like, throughout the series, there's, like, a lot of threats to Carol, and he posts a bunch of videos of, like, stupid shit that he's doing. Like I said, they go to the fucking Walmart and buy a million things of ammo, and they pretend to shoot, they shoot this pretend dummy of Carol, and they're like, this is how Carol's gonna die. Yeah. What else? And then, like,
not gonna look good if you have to go to court.
The day before her birthday, they bring out these two venomous snakes, because Joe has two albums, a TV show, he has his zoo. What else does he have?
I don't know. His mom, all that's in his mom's name at one point.
Like, he is just this wild guy that wants to be famous so bad. And he has all these big cats. And he's like, this is my way. This is what...
And a bleach blonde mullet.
And a fucking couple of husbands.
And then drives around listening to his own music in his truck.
To calm himself. Dear Lord. Oh, my God. It's so...
It's so wild. It's my, so wild.
Hurts my insides.
Yeah, yeah, but let's turn on one of his songs here.
Oh my goodness.
It's so good, and man,
I can't wait to make fucking Exotic Joe the background on my phone.
Is that what you're gonna do?
No, because if I do that, my fish picture will go away.
Aww.
Yeah, that's real sad.
Joe Exotic music videos. Boom. Alright, Here Kitty Kitty. My first love, I saw a tiger.
Here Kitty Kitty.
Because that's the one that where he's making fun of Carol and saying that she fed her husband to the tigers. Alright. You can probably hear this a little bit. And he's got a Carol lookalike. And she's draped head to toe. Draped head to toe in cat print.
Is it a Jaguar? Tell me it's a Jaguar. She's like molest finger banging this car. And they don't tell us what car it is, but it's... She was a
rich woman. And he's dressed like
a priest.
A priest. The blood running through her veins. I think it's just a Mustang.
That'll do. This is awful. She liked the life she had.
She loved her. This is how easy it is to do country music, by the way.
I can't do it. I need to walk away from this.
I feel like this could be a top hit on country radio right now.
It's not.
If I...
It just Mama's got some
treats for you. But when they're filming this, they show like an outtake and the tiger just completely grabs the tongs out of her hand and like it gets kind of scary.
I don't know, cuz these cats are from the wild and they're not meant to be in pens in Oklahoma.
Right.
Or anywhere really.
They just look so sad in the pens.
I think private zoos make you think about how bad public zoos are.
I think all the zoos are bad, unfortunately. Because I like to go to the zoo and see the animals, but I know it's just not good for the animals.
No, it's not. And there's one part of this show that's like really... Yeah. I know we're watching this, but I'm going to forget if I don't say it now.
Say it now.
That, like, there's a snow leopard... Or a snow lion, or a snow leopard. There's like some snow giant cat in the back of a fucking murder van.
Yeah.
And one hillbilly guy is like, that thing doesn't need to be refrigerated.
Yeah.
What does that even mean? You're going to refrigerate a live being?
Well, they mean because it's a snow leopard. It's supposed to be in cold.
I understand what their stupid brain is thinking, but, like, Jesus fucking Christ. If you think it needs to be refrigerated, put it back in the refrigerated side of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Please?
But, yeah.
Ugh. I hate them.
Man, this bridge is really long. And then he snaps and disappears. Oh, man.
Cats flesh off of a platter with like two human hands and a skull.
But,
like,
and a head on it. Yeah, it's all fake, but
it's real meat.
But he's definitely trying to send a message. And then in the.
I like the blooper of this,
too. Yeah, where he's like, this. It smells so shitty. This machine smells so bad. Oh, it's funny. Alright, so check out Tiger. Tiger King on Netflix if you haven't. You probably already have if you listen to this. And thanks for listening. Make sure you like, subscribe, and share. My name is Bill Squire. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Bill Squire. Sam, anything you want to say?
Our dog sucks.
But does she?
No.
She's great. She's pretty great. Say a nice thing about our dog.
She's sleeping real nice right now.
All
right. In a cage locked up like a wild animal.
All right. Good night. Bye-bye.